It's a BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haitlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, our iHeartRadio app pages. And, plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danica Haitlin is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I am Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Text coming in just now. The NFL would be better off adding 4 to 6 playoff games to each league and push the Super Bowl to the third week of February. An 18 game will be just another preseason game with a lot of teams out of the playoff race, but add 4 to 6 playoff teams, maybe they're playing for something. Imagine the Lions in week 18, fake field goals being 3-13. So you want to add another week? You want to make it an 18-week regular season? I don't think we need to add 4 to 6 playoff teams. I think we're at 14 playoff teams right now. You add 6 playoff teams, that's 20 teams. You're talking about 12 teams not making the playoffs. Like, the playoffs have to be something special. Like, despite what this purgatory and this hamster wheel of suck might look like for a Lions fan, like, making it to the playoffs should be a big deal. Like, not everybody should get it. Very exclusive club. Like, you have more than half of the league in the NBA makes the playoffs. More than half of the league in the NHL makes the playoffs. Right? Major League Baseball used to get 4 teams in each league, 4 out of 15. Right? Less than a third of your league would make the playoffs. Like, the playoffs are supposed to be special. They added the extra
wild
card.
There wasn't even
game.
A playoff, I mean, until the 60s. It was just you won the American League, you won the National League, now it's the World Series.
Yeah, I love the way that the NFL does divisions, and baseball as well. I think that winning your division this year in hockey has tinkered with this over the years on how you're going to do it. But, like, you know, for the NBA, for example, it doesn't matter if you win your division; it's just conference standings, right? I think winning your division means something. I like divisional play. I like rivalries. I like a little bit of hatred there between Green Bay and Detroit, or Minnesota and Green Bay, or Detroit and Chicago, right? I like those things. Those things matter. And Ryan just brought up a very good point during the break that we haven't necessarily, we've only seen a few times. And Ryan, your thought was that if the regular season expands to 17 games, how long will we go before guys decide that I'm going to take a day off or rest? Is that what that was?
Yeah, because like in every other league, we get to baseball, basketball, hockey. Playing the full season is an achievement. Like, it's not the expectation, like, in the NFL. You're expected to go out and play all 16 games, barring injury. Like, it's not even a question. So at what point are we going to hit it where the coach is like, you know what? It's week 4, or it's week 9 or whatever. We're going to give our right tackle rest this week. We're going to give our running back rest.
Can you afford to do that, though?
If they keep adding games, they might be able to afford it.
If you could expand the roster.
Right, and I think that will be the next move, is that they're going to have to expand rosters.
Would players want to do that, though? Because a 53-man roster is great. Expanding it to 56 or 60 players?
Right, in the NFL, it'd be tricky as well, because as we know, the contracts are all worded weird. As we see Taysom Hill, 4 years, $160 million, really it's like 2 years for 24. So it's like, do they have those protections like the other leagues when it comes to money? The NFL does not.
And if you want more teammates so that you can have an off day, you got to pay that teammate. That teammate's probably playing for, you know, what, $1 million. So take another million off the salary cap. You know what I mean?
But as they add games, revenue goes up, salary cap increases. As playoff games will more than likely be added at some point in the next 5 years.
I think
more revenue. Like,
I hope they don't go to six. I hope they don't make it where half the league gets in. 14's good. I like the number one overall seed getting the bye and the second place team in the league in the conference having to play that like play-in game, super wild card weekend. Like, that's a nice reprieve for the champ. Good for them. You won the NFC, you won the AFC, you get the bye. That second place team, you got to go play. I think that's a solid. Sorry, I meant 18 weeks to play 17 games, or they get 19 weeks to play 17 games and two byes. That's what I said. I think they should break the season up. You know, weeks 1 through 9 would be the first half. Everybody gets a bye there. And then, you know, weeks 10 through 18 would be the second half of the season. Everybody gets a bye there. I just think that it's a simple way to kind of help the fact that, okay, yeah, no, we're going to add a game, but we're also going to add a bye week for every team. Like, it makes it look good. Kind of, right? This, to me, everybody knows what this is. This is, hey, another game, more money. Let's do it.
Right. It just makes it look like you scratch our backs, we'll scratch yours.
Yeah, and it's a bye week. Like, you don't really have to do anything. In fact, for the extra bye week, if you really, I mean, sure, schedule makers would have their hands full a little bit, but you could just push everything back a week. And it gives us an opportunity, let's say in Detroit, to not have to watch the Dallas Cowboys at 4:25. Like, now that Dallas has Dak signed, it's going to be an overload.
Part of the new deal, though, it's no longer like conference alliance with the networks. So Fox is no longer affiliated with having to carry NFC games.
When does that go into play?
Like last week.
Oh.
When the whole Amazon Prime deal.
So we're going to get lots of Tony Romo is what you're saying.
It's possible, but.
Jim.
So that's also nice that, yeah, we're not stuck with Cowboys Eagles on bye week.
America's game of the week every week. The Dallas Cowboys against anybody else. Like, dude, I hate watching. That's why I hate the Cowboys. I know they were hot in the 90s. I get it. I get they got a bunch of bandwagon fans all over the country. That's fine. Like LeBron, Yankees, Cowboys fan. Like, get out of here. I don't want to watch that. I hate watching Dallas. Show me anybody else. Show me Arizona and Kyler Murray. In fact, you know, I don't need to see them.
No, we've seen them enough.
Year. Yeah, I just Arizona just came to my mind. I threw it out there. Show me Miami. Let's see what Tua is going to do. Right, quarterback of the future, Sam Darnold, who is now sounds like he's going to get replaced by another quarterback of the future in Zach Wilson. Meanwhile, the entire Jets roster is a dumpster fire. But that's neither here nor there. Good for the Jets. I hope they do select him. Be a lot of fun. What do you do with Sam Darnold then? I mean, Zach Wilson had his pro day.
I don't know, or maybe the Jets are just doing it right and building up all this interest saying we're going to take a quarterback.
But then you have the Miami Dolphins that were like, yeah, no, we'll trade out of our picks. You can have your quarterback there if you want it.
Or they sit there and they take the little tackle out of Oregon.
Sewell?
Yeah.
How do you say his first name?
No idea.
Yeah, me either. Not really sure. But the NFL talking about expanding to 17 games, it's probably going to come to fruition at some point this week. I'm very interested now on the new TV deal with no conference alignment between CBS and Fox. What? I can't wait for this. If only the NCAA could get a handle on college football. If only they would have handled that from the beginning and not given the conferences the power to negotiate their own television deals. Can you imagine what we could have? Oh, be incredible. We'll step aside. When we return, we're going to hop into the Red Wings this weekend. Back-to-back winners. That's right, the Red Wings winning hockey games. We'll talk about that next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
BetMGM makes March matchups even more exciting with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today for a chance to win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on any college tournament game and a three-point shot is made in any game that day, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience the college hoopla like never before with a king of sportsbooks, innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets if any college team hits a three-point shot. That's as easy as it gets, folks. BetMGM is the place to bet with confidence on your favorite sports all year long. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older to wager. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey, the Easter basket's ready.
Why is there ham in the Easter basket?
It's cooked spiral sliced half ham, actually. I got them at Meijer for just 83 cents per pound with a limit of two. Who wouldn't want ham in their Easter basket?
What about the toys?
Oh, right, the toys.
I found so many great toys in the Easter toy book at Meijer.com. I just ordered some with Meijer Home Delivery for only a $4.95 delivery fee.
Delicious ham and fun new toys. What more could you ask for?
Fill your baskets this Easter at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
Roslovic gave it up too quickly. Helm wants to get the center and get it in. Knows his team has to change. Gives it to Svechnikov. Took the shot, scores! Svechnikov!
My, oh my, was that a professional goal scored or what? By Svechnikov. My goodness. Just an absolute laser beam from in between the circles. Perfectly placed. Makes you think we got some pros out there. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Data Kahalen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Valino here in the radio bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527. 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN. What happened to Miami wanting to get rid of Tua? It's what great GMs do. Sheila would get still slammed. Sheila should still slam for allowing the lame duck waste a third round pick or trade out of it. Miami doesn't want to get rid of Tua anymore because Deshaun Watson might be a serial sex offender. That's why. If Deshaun Watson...
Man, sure is quiet on that Deshaun Watson front these days.
You know, go ahead. Go ahead, Dan, because I thought, I'm like, yo, am I the only... I'm no, not the
Ryan,
only person.
Hey, I think we've all been thinking it. Ryan brought it up to me because I don't know if we're really allowed... We shouldn't say it, so we're not going to say... I'm not going to say it.
Not going to say what?
I'm not going to say anything.
We'll talk to
we'll just say it's all quiet on the trade fronts. That's...
No one's going to trade for somebody who's got allegations of 22 like different accounts of sexual misconduct against them.
Yeah.
No one's trading for that. Like, he had lost all value.
My whole point was he was a lot of talk before this happened, and now he's just not one word has been said in 10 days.
ESPN won't even touch it. They won't even touch it. You remember Robert Kraft? I like to bring that up all the time because we have something kind of similar here, maybe.
Well, he
like something happened with masseuses, and you know Robert Kraft
okay,
was.
That's different, though. Robert, that's they knew what was going on. Robert, like Robert Kraft knew the deal. Those girls knew the deal. This is a little different because Deshaun Watson was basically luring these women just because, you know, saying he wanted an actual massage and then didn't.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. I was trying to follow along with what was...
I mean, Robert Kraft was allegedly on, like, he had, like, a member's reward card type of deal, if you read the actual story about it.
I can't believe it. It's not even funny. It really isn't. It really isn't even funny, though, the disparity in coverage. It was Robert Kraft all day, every day.
We knew more about Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft was busted by police. Like, the whole place was busted by police. Where
he was a part of a raid.
Right. Deshaun Watson, it's all allegations, so it's just like, all right, let's just sit back and see.
But they're not even talking about let's sit back and see. They're like, hey, this was out, and then nobody's talking about anything. Like, zero. Zero discussion about it. Like, where are all the people on ESPN, right? Where are all the women coming out? Like, where are they? Where are all the national writers and media personalities coming out?
They've probably all been fired since the Bob Kraft story.
I'm looking at two women on TV right now. Neither one of them are talking about it. What are they talking about? The Jets. Interesting. Huh. The disparity sometimes is just, it's just preposterous to me. It is. Like, that should be the number one, like, where are we at in the story? Why is there no one reporting on it? Like, what's next? Like, can we get some lawyers out in front? Can we go to a press conference? We go to his house? You show up with a couple news cameras? Like, where is everybody? I haven't heard diddly squat. Huh. That's amazing, isn't it? Come on. That coverage just disappeared. Fell off the face of the earth. I mean, there's nothing even on, like, anything. It's not even a headline on any sports website. Anybody want to answer for that? Does anybody know why? Is it just because all we have is allegations? We don't have any concrete evidence? We don't have, like, the Mercedes-Benz pulling away from the spa, like on security cam footage? Or the cops, like, you know, following them around? Pulling him over for no reason, just to check him out, see if the face matches. Interesting. We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, that's why there's no Tua talk trading. I mean, Deshaun Watson, who are you going to have? Like, who would you rather take? Deshaun Watson or Tua Tagovailoa to lead your franchise for the next 5 years?
Well, Tua. Give me Tua. Deshaun might be in prison, so I'll take Tua.
Well, No. Pre-allegations.
Oh, yeah, no question. Deshaun Watson.
No, it's not even a thought. Like, what? You can have Deshaun Watson, a proven NFL Pro Bowler, or Tua, the guy that got benched in the fourth quarter of games because the coach didn't think he was the best option. Like, what? Doesn't make any sense. Of course they're going to take Deshaun. 9 times out of 10. Now, what the Miami Dolphins did with number 3 this year, and adding more picks, like, it all depends on who the picks are. Like, this looks great. Like, Laremy Tunsil, wow. Laremy Tunsil's gas mask turned a fog machine, bung pipe, turned into a plethora of picks for the Miami Dolphins.
Believe Laremy Tunsil on Instagram over the weekend shared the picture of someone photoshopped a statue of him outside of Dolphin Stadium of, like, we turned him into 4 first-round picks. And then, like...
It's like 4 firsts, 2/3, and more.
Right, like, listed that. All, like, what his trade has turned into.
And it is a... it is very... Like, if you're the Dolphins, you're sitting pretty. But at the end, it's much like where the Pistons are at. It's awesome to talk about. It's a lot of fun fodder. But at the end of the day, these picks got to turn into somebody. Right? You can't have guys being Sekou Doumbouyas out there. Sekou Doumbouyas. Can't have that. Like, these picks got to turn in. Like, the Miami Dolphins could have 17 picks, but if they don't nail them, now they're in great position to, and I'm not complaining about that. I'm also not going to be mad at Sheila Ford Hampton, you know, Rod Wood, and Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia for taking Jeff Okuda. I'm not. Like, you didn't need Tua Tagovailoa, so why would you select him? You had a quarterback in place, just like you don't need a quarterback this year at 7. It bothers me that the 49ers moved up with Miami, That bothers me because now they're no longer a potential trade partner for the Lions. You know, and I don't even know where I'm at with Micah Parsons anymore. Like, his 40 time was great, but the more you read on him, like, the more it's like, I don't know. There were some things that took place at Penn State that he was involved in that, and the Lions have talked to him multiple times, and that's huge. That's key because you got to figure out exactly what took place there, why, how, when. But, you know, if there are allegations and you went to Penn State and it has anything to do with, you know, sexual misconduct, especially with teammates, I don't know. You don't shake that one. I don't know how you do. And is the juice worth the squeeze when it comes to off-field history? Because that's going to get talked, or maybe it won't get talked about. I don't know. Haven't seen a whole lot of it on ESPN. Like, they're not even digging up dirt anymore. Everybody's just getting a free pass.
Well, no, on NFL draft day, it's all about which family member died at what age for that prospect.
Yeah, like who got killed at what point in their lives and how do they overcome that? Which I think is just preposterous.
Just turns into a eulogy or this year we lost segment.
Yeah, it's like an obituary. It's like, look what this young man had to deal with. I need to know more about Micah Parsons before I select him there. Red Wings won back-to-back games. They swept the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's what we're going to start this segment on. Outscored them 7-2 on Saturday and Sunday. So they're next up tomorrow night. They'll begin the 1-2 against the Florida Panthers before they head to Tampa Bay to take on the Lightning. We'll step aside. We'll get our BetMGM crosstalk with Matt Shepard next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellito here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the sportsbook ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey, the Easter basket's ready.
Why is there ham in the Easter basket?
It's cooked spiral sliced half ham, actually. I got them at Meijer for just 83 cents per pound with a limit of two. Who wouldn't want ham in their Easter basket?
What about the toys?
Oh, right, the toys.
I found so many great toys in the Easter toy book at Meijer.com. I just ordered some with Meijer Home Delivery for only a $4.95 delivery fee.
Delicious ham and fun new toys. What more could you ask for?
Fill your baskets this Easter at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.